A court in Hamburg, Germany, has convicted a Moroccan man of complicity in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Munir al-Motasaddiq is the first person to be tried in connection with the attacks. He was given the maximum sentence allowed under German law, 15 years. NPR's Emily Harris is in Hamburg. What was the evidence against this person?
The evidence against Munir al-Motasaddiq was thought to be somewhat sketchy at the beginning. He did admit during trial testimony to knowing several of the September 11th hijackers who were part of this, what's known as the Hamburg cell of Al-Qaeda. He was also did admit to transferring some money on behalf of one of the hijackers, and that turned out to be fairly key. And he did admit to going to a training camp in Afghanistan that was run by Osama bin Laden. He maintained throughout the whole trial that none of this meant anything particular, and he was just friends with these people in Hamburg. But the judges obviously ruled against him on that.
What did testimony at the trial reveal about Al-Qaeda and about the planning for the attacks?
One really interesting thing that it revealed was, to some extent, of how Al-Qaeda operated, the network of plotters certainly extended beyond the network of plotters, and beyond that there were people that were helping them. Al-Motasaddiq maintains unwittingly, the court found differently. But it's a network of people apparently that builds on friends and acquaintances, gets to know folks, and then draws them along into their cause. And another thing that was learned, that it's fairly easy to hide, or it has been. Many of these Hamburg cell folks were under police surveillance as early as 1998. But evidence over those years wasn't enough to turn anything up that stopped the September 11th attacks.
I'm unclear about what this person did besides knowing them.
Yeah, one thing that Al-Motasaddiq did do was transfer money on behalf of one of the men who is believed to have flown one of the planes into the World Trade Center. He maintains that that was just he was helping out a friend. But some of that money apparently was then used to pay for flight school, and that's a concrete thing that Al-Motasaddiq did. He also attended training camp in Afghanistan, a camp that was run by Osama bin Laden, and the judge found that association strong enough to decide that he was a member of a terrorist cell.
Is this subject to appeal?
This can be appealed, and it's not clear yet whether it will be, although the defense lawyers have indicated that they think, even before today, they thought that there was enough grounds for appeal. Two main areas that the defense lawyers have talked about, one is the political climate. There was a lot of pressure to bring a maximum sentence on Al-Motasaddiq, the first September 11th person involved with September 11th, to be put on trial and now to be convicted. Also, defense lawyers had tried to get testimony from two other suspected Al-Qaeda members admitted to court. That was denied by both U.S. and German authorities on the basis of security, and that question could come up again in an appeal.
NPR's Emily Harris in Hamburg, Germany.